Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. Thanks so much for hanging out. We actually have a very special guest on the phone with us today, Krista from the Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services. Krista, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Well, thank you so much for taking the time here today, because we actually have something very important to talk about that's coming up here. First, could you tell everyone a little bit about what you do and the services you guys provide?
Sure. I am the executive director, and I am with Domestic and Sexual Abuse Services. So our agency works specifically with survivors who have experienced domestic violence and or sexual abuse. And so we have a variety of different services that we provide. So we have advocates who do some of that individual supportive counseling, and then we have therapy services for both domestic violence and sexual assault. So we really just work to empower our survivors and hopefully help them on their way towards healing.
I don't want to get you out of a job, but hopefully someday we won't have to have people like you doing this work. And that's why we do things like this, to raise awareness, to hopefully end this. But for now, we appreciate all the work that you and your crew do there. And with that, like I said, the things that we do to raise awareness about this, we have things like the Survivor Stomp 5K. Could you tell us about that and what that is and when it's coming up?
Sure. So April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and so one of the events that we're doing, we're so excited about, it is our 5K or walk or run. It's our sixth annual one. It's going to be virtual this year. Hopefully we can get back to in-person next year, but for now it's going to be virtual.
Okay.
And so it's going to run, it's running now all the way through the end of the month. And so you can walk, you can crawl, you can run, however you want to do it. And registration can be found either on our website, which is DASASMI.org. Or we do have a Facebook event page, which is which you can find on our DASIS one. And the great thing about this is that not only do we get to raise awareness about sexual assault, but if you do, though, if you do the 5K, you're going to receive a T-shirt and a swag bag, and those will get mailed to you after the event. So it's a wonderful way to get involved and to help raise awareness about sexual assault.
This is amazing. And again, like I said before, hopefully there'll be a day where we don't have to do stuff like this. But for now, we actually have a great cause, a great way to raise awareness and for you to be involved. Again, if you missed the website, I'll have this all linked up and people can find that on this website, WIRX.com. I'll have everything linked up so you can get that there. And this is really open to anybody who wants to help out, correct?
Yes, absolutely. So our whole goal in this is to stomp out sexual assault.
It's a perfect name for it, the Survivor Stomp 5K. Again, just hit people up with that website one more time, and if they have any questions, just the links and who they can contact to get involved with this.
Sure. So our website is DASASMI.org. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Nikana Hofstetter at 269-273-6977.
This is a perfect way for you to help out. Help us stomp out abuse here in Southwest Michigan and hopefully in the world with great events like the Survivor Stomp 5K. Well, Krista, I really appreciate, again, the work that you and your crew do, and thank you so much for taking the time to fill everyone in on this.
And thank you for this opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, if anybody missed anything, WIRX.com. I'll make sure this is all linked up in case you missed the link and you can find out more. This has been Brock on WIRX. We'll be back with more.